This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Al Garza, who is the founder and president of the Patriots Coalition. You can find them online at patriotscoalition.com. Longtime listeners may remember Al as the executive director of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, an organization devoted to securing America's borders against illegal immigration. And obviously, Al's home state of Arizona is at the ground zero of that debate right now, given Governor Brewer signing into law the legislation on Friday. And Al, it's great to have you with us again.
It's always a pleasure, Greg. Thanks for the invite.
What exactly does this law change?
Well, it gives us a little more inspiration, a little more hope, as before we had what they consider to be policy of turning the other way. If, in fact, anyone, especially your law enforcement, be it an agent or a sheriff, that would have to go face and turn the other way if they got any inclination that whoever they pulled over or, in fact, stopped by merely just walking, that this individual or individuals were, in fact, illegal aliens. So now, at least, we've got some form of what I would consider reform and some way of controlling our borders, at least for now.
Now, there's obviously arguments from those who are opposed to this legislation. I want to get your reaction to just a couple of pieces of that. First of all, they say, as I'm sure you've heard over and over again, that this is racial profiling. How else would you suspect that someone's here illegally than if they look Hispanic, look like they might be from Mexico?
Well, you know, they make profiling sort of sinister, if you will. Profiling is part of our nomenclature, part of our life. Anything that you're going to do requires some form of profile. For instance, I'm brown, and I've got gray hair. If you're going to go looking for Al Garza, the first descriptive profiling would be 5'7" to 5'8" with gray hair and brown skin with brown eyes. That's a profile. But if you pull me over and you ask me for my driver's license, that profile is going to be also indicative of other things. I do have a driver's license, I do have insurance, and I do have registration for my automobile, and I do happen to have a former military ID card. So, you know, when they say profile, they make it seem sinister. It's not sinister at all. That's our lifestyle.
We're talking with Al Garza, founder and president of the Patriots Coalition. Another argument I heard today, Al, is that, well, if you put all these illegals that are in the state in the estimates anywhere from 400,000 to 600,000, you may have a more specific number than that. But they say if they're all running scared, then they're not going to be cooperating with police on perhaps more serious crimes, as they put it.
They've never cooperated to begin with, Greg. They never have. This illusion and it's a charade to believe that these people are willing to cooperate. I was a PI for over 30-some years in Southern California, and I knew full well who I was dealing with, none that they would cooperate. They didn't cooperate because they were illegal. They would not cooperate because of the consequences that they could suffer from that impact from the other side, the criminal element.
Al, in terms of the reaction to this, basically what the law is saying, as you mentioned before, is that, yes, being here illegally is a crime. Why does that engender so much reaction?
Well, because they more than anything else, be quite frank with you, there was a movement. That agenda is La Raza, LULAC, and Mecha, and these other organizations that are so viciously and vigorously and adamantly and insidiously, I guess would be the term, would be to, in a sense, conquer the United States. And in a sense, they've almost done that. They're using the color of skin. They're using the term Hispanic, when in fact, the terms that I'm using are illegal and legal. So they've got an agenda. That agenda is real simple, the reconquering of the United States.
In terms of the national debate that may be launched as a result of this, we heard President Obama late last week say that he was not a fan of this legislation. He called it misguided, a potential erosion of rights. What do you expect on the national stage?
Well, the whole thing is, again, a charade. I mean, you know, to have the consequences from the impacts of open borders is ridiculous. So the ones that are misguided are the ones that are representing us. In fact, President Obama's words are misguided themselves, because his first duty is to make sure that he takes care of, serves, and protects American citizens. He hasn't done that because the borders are completely wide open. So that his terms and his verbiage is misguided, as far as I'm concerned.
Why do you think both parties basically get this wrong? Obviously, you had amnesty back in the 80s with President Reagan. You have President Bush, who I know you had serious disagreements with on his approach, because it was basically what it would appear that the Democrats want to do here. Why do you think it's so hard to get national political figures to secure the border?
Well, it's quite simple, Greg. First off, it's you're talking about the Latino vote. Ultimately, they are all voters. Secondly, and actually should be number one, it's about cheap labor and the consequences that that brings. What it boils down to is deep pockets on from both sides, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. This is about cheap labor and votes, and ultimately the destruction of the United States, any way you cut it.
Now, around the country, of course, most major urban centers and even some non-urban areas have been impacted by illegal immigration. We certainly have here in Washington. But for the most part here in Washington, it's still a theoretical debate. You live very close to the border where it's not theoretical. There's an impact. Explain what the day-to-day impact is of loose borders.
Well, you've got the problem of, number one, not knowing who it is that's coming through our borders. Secondly, which is really important, is that they're not coming by the one or two or three. They're coming by the hordes. You're talking about hundreds, and in some cases by the thousands. Not knowing who these people are, that could certainly create a big problem. And, in fact, it has created a problem. When we're talking about the 10 to 12 million that are here, I would venture to say that perhaps the numbers are quite much, much bigger, and I would probably double that, very close to 40 and 50 million. That's a lot of people. And if you enforce laws, they're going to go back. And you demagnetize America, they're certainly going to return back where they came from.
Al, it's as I mentioned, probably just starting on the national scale for about the third time in the last few years, a major debate around the corner. Thank you very much for being with us.
You're always welcome, Greg. Call anytime soon. We'll talk some more.
Excellent. Al Garza, founder and president of the Patriots Coalition. You can learn more about that organization online at patriotscoalition.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.